from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's more so like, look, kid, they always say, how do you do it? And I always say, the blessing of it is we could afford jackets. You know, like, you could afford a nice jacket. So get you a nice jacket, make sure you start your car in the morning, and get your butt to practice. You'll be all right.
Deion Dawkins on with Colin Cowherd. Last year, Deion Dawkins, by the way, speaking of starting up the car at training camp, I think he's going to show up on his little mini bike again. The Josh Allen bought him. You ever seen that thing? He has like a mini bike.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it was a Christmas gift. It's like a smaller motorcycle or something. Yeah. I'm glad to hear Dawkins, by the way, he's like out there on like national media
stuff. He's a good media guy.
Because he is a good media guy. And shouldn't he be more of a household name in the league as an offensive lineman? Like, didn't Jason Kelce prove that he was great in the NFL forever, right? And like, us football diehards would have known who he is and known how good he is, right?
But lineman can be fun. Like, you can talk about lineman.
Right, he didn't become a big name until what? His podcast, and they started jumping through tables, right? And becoming like this giant personality.
Are you saying if you that Deion should start a podcast? Is that what he needs to do to get the recognition that he deserves? Start a podcast?
You know? He's got the Schnow podcast. He's got a name already, kinda.
Right.
So yes. Maybe that's an idea. You have a big, if you're good and you've been good for a long time and you've got a big personality, like, all right, let's go. Let's get you in front of the camera and you're gonna become a star in the league. And then you'll make every Pro Bowl even when you're bad later in your career, because we don't know who the linemen are. 803-0550 is the phone number. We got off talking about Diggs a little bit and like what happened at the end of last year. So you mentioned like wide receiver though is like the first thing that you're getting asked about. Where are you 2 weeks before training camp with receiver? Have you, like, I have convinced myself that it's not as bad as it could have looked. If you had showed me their current wide receiver depth chart back in February, if you took time machine, went back to February, and you showed me the receiver depth chart and told me, okay, this is what it's going to look like, I might have started crying. Like, honestly, I don't think I could have hated it more if I went back in time to there. But part of that was Keon Coleman was like my least favorite idea in the draft for them at receiver among the receivers.
Yep.
But now that I've sat with it, now that we've had some smart film guys on that are like, no, Coleman could be a real good player. Don't just hyper focus on the 40 time. Like, there could be a real good player in there. We'll see. and Samuel and his versatility. Like, I've convinced myself it's not as bad as it looks, but I still don't think it's great.
Yeah, I kind of fall into two categories. It's so funny that you sort of mentioned, like, if you were to look back right now, if you were to fast forward in time to say, hey, it's July 12th, last year, here's what your wide receiver room is going to look like 2 weeks before training camp starts. I think I agree. I think I'd be finding the panic button. But I think enough time has passed for the dust to settle, still not fully know what their plan is. And I said this yesterday on Matt Parrino and Ryan Talbot's podcast, is that last year, I don't think you fully knew what especially with the change in offensive coordinator, obviously that plays a big part in this, but you didn't really know who the go-to player was in this offense until like midway through December last year, when it felt like it started to become James Cook and a little bit of Dalton Kincaid and Khalil Shakir. But I think if you look at a season in quarters, like you would look at a football game, a lot of change happened for the Bills last year. It needed to happen. They needed to evolve because what they were to start the year wasn't good enough, especially offensively, right? Like, it just was too boom or bust. It was either a 90-yard touchdown or it felt like you were, you know, trying to play in quicksand, right? Like, they just, they did not, even though they were, like, number one in the league in first down conversion and third down conversions, like, they still had all the metrics that would indicate to you they were an elite offense, but it wasn't translating to scoring points. And, you know, I think about the Tampa game, and I think about the Giants game, and the Denver game, and these, and the, even late in the season with Joe Brady as offensive coordinator, the Chargers game. These are games that you feel like the Bills should have been scoring a lot of points, and they were moving the ball all over the field. They were not scoring. So I'm where I am with this offense is, I think I would have been really excited about the idea that the Bills decided to swap out Gabriel Davis's role for Keon Coleman and
Curtis Samuel
and still have Stephon Diggs. I think then you would have taken a room that I had a lot of question marks around how you would get better, and I would have said you got better. Without Diggs, you do question, like, where does Keon Coleman fit? And maybe his fit will look very different in the first quarter of the season than the last quarter of the season. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going to find that they're going to start him on the outside on the perimeter, but really his best fitted role and he's best suited in this offense from the slot. Maybe you start the year in a lot of 11 personnel, and by the end of the year, you're like, we can't keep Dawson Knox off the field. We need to find more ways to get creative in 12 personnel, because we also can't take Dalton Kincaid off the field. I think they have very interesting... The pecking order to me is what I'm going to be most interested in how it plays out, because is Khalil Shakir going to play on the outside? Because if he's going to be on the field for 80-90% of the snaps, which I think is what's setting up to be, he's going to have to play a lot on the outside. So is Curtis Samuel, by the way.
I think there's more evidence of. There's
I think
more
Curtis evidence. Samuel is taking the Diggs role.
I think so, too. Like the Z receiver.
Yes.
I think Samuel is going to be that player.
He's done it.
Like,
yes.
He has been someone that's used in a lot of different ways. So, like, there's not going to be as big a sample size with him as other players of his age, but there's going to be more of him succeeding on the outside than there is of Khalil Shakir. Really, that's a good question about Shakir. Like, I don't think I would bet on him playing 80% of snaps this year right now, because when they do go to 12 personnel, I don't have... Maybe they think there's more to be had there. He is a better athlete than the slot receivers they've had in the past. Like, I mean, definitely more than Cole Beasley, right? Just in terms of, like, yards after catchability and speed, like, vertical speed, there's more there with Shakir. But I haven't seen an ability from him in 2 years to play on the outside. Like, he's a slot guy to me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think what you'd like to have happen is if you're going to go play some 12 personnel and you're going to go try to do it the way you did at the beginning of last year. I think it's Samuel and Keon Coleman who are the two receivers on the field. And if it's not Keon Coleman, I'm not even sure after that it's Shakir. Isn't that part of the reason MVS is here? And even Claypool to a lesser extent is, well, if Coleman's not fully ready to go at the beginning of the year, maybe there's some mental lapses or something, he's not getting it as quickly as we wanted, then we've got, you could include Mac Hollins in that too. We've got these three veteran outside receivers
that can,
I mean, Claypool, you don't know if he can, you know, hold stable because he's all over the place. But the other two, like, those are proven veteran players that can play on the field, can play on the outside. And maybe they're the ones that are out there. I had this idea to do this next week, and maybe we will. Like, drafting who's going to play the first snap for them this year.
Like, who's on the field?
Who the guys go out first?
Yeah, who's on the field their first snap? First snap of the season. Who's not on the field is maybe a better question.
I think...
Is Dawson Knox not on the field?
I think Dawson Knox is on the field. I think it's Knox, Kincaid, Shakir, and Samuel with James Cook.
No Keon Coleman?
No, I don't think so.
Coleman, I think I would go, they're still going to... I want them to be an 11 personnel team.
Me too.
Can they be an 11 personnel team? Do they want to when their backup tight end is paid the way he is? With Dawson Knox. I mean, he's not going to not play. They're going to play a lot of 12 personnel.
And I think...
Or maybe their version of 12 personnel will be kind of like 11 personnel, where Kincaid is someone that's like lined up in the slot.
In the red zone, I think the Bills have... We talked... What I just mentioned a little while ago is how well they moved the ball between the 20s. And I'm not here to tell you they were like, you know, bottom five in red zone percentage. They scored touchdowns when they got near the goal line. But it was converting drives, right? And
yeah.
I think you get inside the 20 now, and I think you have real variance. I think you have a very interesting team when you get inside the 20-yard line. I think I have less questions about this team when they get to the red zone, and I have more about how they're going to move the ball, you know, between the 20s. Like, how are they going to move the ball, how much more of a running team are they going to be? What is James Cook's usage looks like this year? Because you've got Ray Davis now, and you've got Ty Johnson, who I think they liked a lot. They brought back, right? I said this yesterday too. Is I think I'm mostly excited to see what this team looks like when, instead of giving the ball to Latavius Murray, that you have more dynamic playmakers. And I'm not here to tell you that I thought Murray was wasting away, but towards the end it became very apparent he shouldn't have been on the field as much as he was, but they leaned on him because he was their only physical back. I think that's Ray Davis now, so the changes, I think that they're really interesting when they get to the red zone, because they've got Mac Hollins who can go up and get the ball, obviously Keon Coleman in contested catch situations, you want him in those situations. Kincaid's big. Dawson Knox has proven to be, had been over the last couple of years, their best red zone. I mean, he had 8 touchdowns 2 years ago. So I'm not totally willing in sitting here thinking that, you know, Dawson Knox is going to have a similar season to last year. I think last year the injury didn't help, obviously. The thing that I'm most excited about, obviously, I think a lot of people are excited about Dalton Kincaid, but the shift in his usage under Joe Brady to me was the most promising talking point going into this year, which is he knows how to use Dalton Kincaid. And I think he's going to, obviously we're all sort of this understanding that Kincaid's the number one target in this offense. And I think I agree with that. And what that looks like in an offense that has been largely a passing offense since Josh Allen has been the quarterback.
And largely an 11 personnel, yes, receiver heavy offense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm nervous. You know, anxiety, whatever, you know, words you want to use in this situation. I think largely all of this comes as this is the largest. I said this is like getting a new barber. Is you, everybody here who goes, like, I've had the same barber for 4 years. If my barber up and left today and said I'm moving to Florida, I would feel largely pretty lost. I'd have some anxiety and I'd say, who am I going to find that I trust like my barber? And it's sort of like where the Bills are, is they've got a new barber and you might be, it's not going to be the same haircut as you're used to getting from your old barber. It might be close. He's got a different technique and it might look a little different. Doesn't mean it will be better. It doesn't mean it will be worse. It's just going to be different. And I think that's the unknown of this team, is the guys that have moved in and out of the defense, the coaching staff, the changes that this organization has experienced the last couple of years. This is the biggest change offseason we've had under this regime. And the questions that we all have is, we know what they've been with continuity, with consistency. What happens when that variable gets inserted and you're asked to develop new safeties and come up with a new offense and you don't have a number one receiver anymore? So yeah, those questions, I don't know when when they'll be answered, but they exist. They definitely exist.
We'll probably try to figure out the answers all season.
All season. Really.
803-0550 is the phone number. When we come back, a cheating scandal in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Didn't hear about this.
You might be asking, how does one cheat at the hot dog eating contest? There's an answer to that question, because some dude got with a red, white, and blue mohawk got caught doing it.
Wow.
I'll have that for you when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.